Hey, Char, I just wanted to address that Elias tried to
strong.
Hey, Char,
back, hey.
Hey, why didn't you find me back, man?
Okay.
It's pretty funny, that guy. Yeah.
He hates Mondays.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he hates Mondays.
Yeah.
I gotta feel the cat.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the
Cracker Milk Podcast,
where we take your YouTube comments and turn them into improvised ideas.
Yay.
So if you want us to do something or to perform something, leave a comment. We will literally do anything.
Last week, we took a
comment that was completely irrelevant and turned it into something, so... Be sure to find the full version of this podcast from 40 to 60 minutes on our Patreon, where you can listen to all the uncut stuff that's too rude for YouTube.
Also, I have thrush.
A world where people die when they turn 18. Okay, guys, guess what? It's my birthday coming up.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's sick, man.
Oh, how old are you turning?
18.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
That's really bad.
That's not good.
Because when you turn 18...
Yeah, thank you so much, Stephen. I don't need to hear it from you.
Yeah, well, okay? I'm actually like I was held back at school. So like...
How many years?
18 years.
18 years?
Yeah, I'm 35. I don't know how it all works, but whatever mystic being kills us when we turn 18, I think they only like... Once you leave school, then they start... They start killing. So there's some sort of protection from
How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I'm like fucking, you know.
How old?
I don't know.
You're not over 18.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I don't fucking count, man.
Yeah.
What?
He's never left school.
I've never fucking left school,
so
man.
So you guys have just stayed in school.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it if you told me this earlier. I'm going to die tonight.
Yeah, it sucks, man. It
sucks for you, bro.
So you should have fucking figured it out earlier, man.
Should have stayed in school, man.
Should have stayed in school.
Shouldn't have passed that class.
Okay, enough. Why are you making... I'm going to die.
Yeah. I'm just letting you realize that you're going to fucking die
Stupid
tonight.
Nerd.
When the clock strikes midnight, you're fucking boom.
That's
You're dead, man. Die. You're fucking out of here, man.
That's awful, dude. You guys are going to live and you're mocking me. You're going
to I'm not mocking you, man. I'm just trying to fucking get you to like realize that as soon as that fucking as you might be sleeping, you might be awake. I don't know what's going to happen, but as soon as that fucking boom,
you're dead.
What do I do?
I don't know. What do you want to do, man?
Live.
It's the last day of your life.
Well, that's too bad. It's the last fucking day of your life, man.
Live every day like it's the last day of your life, especially for you right now today. Yes. If you actually want to live, because we're still in school, if you actually want to live, then you got to fuck up. You got to fuck up in school.
Yeah, you got that. You know that assignment that you got to hand in tonight, man?
Yeah.
That's worth like 70% of your mark?
The essay on the importance of...
like cancer research?
Yeah,
and
the
like,
cancer.
Yeah.
I actually had a breakthrough, which is going to be
a breakthrough in your cancer research. Yeah. Your grade 12 assignment.
Yeah, I was going to be my final piece.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I know it was going to be your final piece.
Yeah.
And it's a really good research paper.
What's funny is I'm pretty sure it was going to save thousands. So you're telling me I have the choice right now to save millions of lives.
Yeah.
Or let myself... I've already torn it up. I've torn up the essay.
Yeah, look, dude. You should...
Fuck that.
It's fucking...
Fuck
yeah, dude.
That.
That's exactly what I did.
That's their fucking problem, you know?
It is,
and everyone's fucking under 18 anyway.
Yeah.
So if they've got fucking cancer, well...
Look, do
like
you...
Like, it's clearly you piss something off in your other life.
Exactly. I'm fucking proud of you, brother. You should
did
be like me.
Did you just try and hit me?
No. I was just trying to like
cut the improv bit for a sec, guys. Did you just try and hit me?
No, I was just trying to shake your hand, man.
Did you just try and strike me?
No, of course I didn't.
Can we roll a replay? Can we roll a replay?
I'm fucking proud of you, brother.
Holy fuck! What the fuck was that? Why did you do that, dude?
I'm sorry, I did.
Can we get HR in? HR. I just wanted to address that. Elias tried to
so strong.
HR.
Oh hey.
HR. Elias. Hit me, and I just wanted you to sort that out.
Oh, you try and hit him.
Mate.
Oh, he could fight you back.
He could, couldn't he? He could fight me back. He could fight back, hey. Why didn't you fight me back, man? When I was graduating, I had the cure for this whole disease.
You had the album. You had the album by The Cure?
Yeah, I had the album by The Cure, which if I played that, if you listen to that album... Before you turn 18, don't die.
Sounds like a load of shit, to be honest.
You gonna listen to the album, man?
Yeah, I
have
do
a
like
copy
the
of it. Yeah, well, too bad. You're gonna fucking die, man.
I'm in school. I ripped up my essay. It's
yeah,
fine.
But he actually listened to the Cure album. That's yeah, actually the result.
You know what else I did?
What?
Well, to not only to stay in school, I had to like fuck up at home as well.
Yeah.
So if you fuck up at home, then they go, oh, we can't just send him home away from school. He's got to stay in school. So I bombed my house. I threw a big petrol bomb through my front window and locked the door from the outside.
Wait,
the screams were crazy.
Whoa,
man.
Whoa. Let's back up. Did you also bomb your family's house?
Dude, I have this jug of Kool-Aid here.
You went the Kool-Aid route, yeah.
The Kool-Aid route.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What is that?
Kool-Aid, it's a drink.
Yeah, so
it's
what did you cordial. Do with the jug of Kool-Aid?
I like made everyone a batch of Kool-Aid.
And then what happened to your parents?
You bombed his house.
I fucking bombed my house, dude. See, okay. They thought they were safe because they were drinking Kool-Aid. Yeah. And they like, because it like cools them down, right? And
why didn't you just poison the Kool-Aid?
Fucking coward way out, bro.
Yeah. You little
be
baby.
Fucking, dude, blast that shit up, man.
Come on, light
fucking
it up. Light
cool
it
guys
up.
Look at so explosions.
They, so you didn't, you blew up your family homes and then did horrible shit at school.
Uh-huh.
And instead of going to juvenile hall or prison, they've just kept you in school.
Yeah. Well, that's because it's like everyone that's like alive is like under 18.
Right. So the legal system is quite, yeah.
And I'm 35.
Yeah. I see.
But
okay,
I'm still
at school. So it looks like I don't think I can. I'm capable of bombing my family. I don't think.
Well,
it
looks like you're gonna fucking
die tonight.
That's gonna be your fucking
why
body
you
as soon
to
as that.
Tick, why do you have tick. To get? Why do you have to get so aggressive about it?
Because you're gonna fucking die, man. Is it scary, man? You're gonna fucking die, man.
You spooked.
Huh? You're gonna spook. You're gonna die. You're gonna never open up your eyes again.
Don't
gonna
bring
s-
up
go to sleep and never wake up again, man.
Okay, I'll
gonna piss your pants. You're gonna shit yourself when you die, man. You're gonna fucking fart.
Not only.
Did you sound like you were going to enjoy that if I was going to fart?
Maybe I'd be around when you die, man. Get that last whiff of death, life.
Not only do you have.
Hey, okay, tell you what. Go on.
There's the last thing you have to do to make sure that you don't leave the school.
Mm.
And that's that you have to prank the dean.
How do we prank it?
Bomb his house.
Okay. Bomb his parents' house.
His parents' house. Yeah. Okay. So I'll bomb my parents, okay? Can you chuck me a petrol bomb, please?
Sure, man.
Okay, thank you. All right, here we go. I'm going to...
Oh, the clock struck midnight.
Oh, no. We gave you too many tasks.
He ran out of time.
Gee willikers.
Yeah, he definitely farted. That's some good life essence right there. Oh!
This is from Hamster to you. You have to do the adventures of Lava Shark and Boy Girl.
Oh, g'day, Lava Shark and Boy Girl. I need your help in my kingdom.
Oh, what's going on? I'm Lava Shark.
That must mean you're Boy Girl.
I'm Boy Girl.
Yeah, I'm a shark made of lava, baby. Yeah. And it is torture. It is fucking torture. Let me tell you, it is scalding hot. Scalding hot.
What do you breathe? Do you still breathe like water?
Water.
But you're lava.
Yeah.
So like when
think
you
think about wow. that.
So like so if I put water on you, does it turn to rock and you're
it
able
just
to
steams
like-
up, man. It's fucking hot all the time. I'm a fucking shark made of lava. And it's shit, is what I'm trying to get across.
Yeah, you know, if you got lava and water putting together, you get obsidian. Anyway, I need some help, guys.
Yeah, what's going on?
I've got a farm just behind me here.
Yeah.
And I got a whole bunch of hay bales that need to get moved. Do you think you guys could help me with that?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm not sure who this is. I've never met this man.
Oh, I'm Boy Girl.
Oh, what's your thing?
Hey, Boy Girl.
My thing?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Why do they call you Boy Girl?
You're like a superpower. Why do they
call me Boy Girl?
Yeah.
Well, because I'm a boy and a girl.
At once?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So I've got like half of everything. So I've got like one tit and I've got one nut, but I've also got one entrance in...
Entrance?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What
one
does that
entrance
mean?
Like- to the farm. Like it's a secret entrance that I've got.
Oh.
And like that's my thing. Like I'm really good
Are
at
Are you following anything he's saying?
I'm just thinking about killing myself because I am a lava shark.
I can see you're dripping. It's a hard time.
It's fucking torture.
That outfit is dripping.
I am like, tired.
That is, that is.
You make me uncomfortable.
You can eat like raw stuff and it'll like cook.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Did you study the biology of fucking me? Of me, because I'm the only one that exists, and I haven't met you, and you're telling me what I can eat. Can I ask you something?
Yeah, what's up?
Kind of personal. That tit.
Yep.
Does it produce Do you lactate? Do you produce milk?
Of course I do, yeah.
When you're not pregnant?
Yeah.
Can you get pregnant?
Yeah.
Have you been pregnant?
That's a really personal question.
Do you do it yourself?
Of course I do.
So no one comes near you. You and I are pretty similar, boy, girl. We got some similarities.
That's
going
why
on.
We're the perfect team.
Yeah,
so
we're a great team.
So you're both loner cunts.
Whoa. There's
that's
no
a bit
need.
Harsh.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
harsh. Wow. You're asking us for help and now you're calling us lonely cunts.
So as a farmer out here in the bush, I'm a loner too.
Well, I was going to say, we could help you with the hay bales, but I did have this plan to plant this IED in a local bank and blow the safe and take all the money. Uh-huh. I can't do anything with it because if I touch the money, my lava fins will melt it.
Oh, I've got hands.
Oh, now, and you can reproduce yourself.
I can multiple times. That is actually my second superpower.
Oh.
I can reproduce myself at will.
Do you lay eggs?
Of course, yeah. I lay multiple. I'm kind of similar to you in that way.
I don't produce eggs at all.
You don't?
Nah.
Where did I read that?
I normally would, but my cloaca is sealed shut due to the molten.
Oh, did someone pour water on your cloaca and it turned into obsidian?
Yeah.
Oh, sealed up. Sealed up. Yeah, that happened to my brother, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Your brother's cloaca.
Yeah,
are you mocking me, farmer? Because
no.
I'm a shark.
No, I would never mock a shark.
No.
Sharks are dangerous.
They're very dangerous, especially lava sharks.
Yeah.
So if you say anything, if you say
themselves, because I fucking hate myself.
Yeah. Like, we actually, a kid down at the local beach, he was mauled by a shark. So
that was me.
So we culled all the sharks.
That was me, actually. And I dipped pretty quick and they took the heat. It was
so you were responsible for the murder, the vicious murder of about 2,000 of your species.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I didn't need to eat the kid, but I had just found a whale carcass and thought to myself, yeah, I'll have a feed. And then I just saw this kid and
a little bit more.
And it had red hair and I was like, fucking piece of shit. Just tossed him to the fucking rocks where you guys don't know about this, where our Loch Ness grabbed him, took him down. You don't know about that. Let's just keep that on the down low. Keep it on the down low.
What?
Keep it on the down low. We're not going to talk about that. We don't talk about Loch Ness, okay? No, don't. Guys, don't. Scooby-Doo and Shaggy get lost in the jungle and join a cannibal tribe to satisfy their immense hunger. Oh, rut-row-raggy, I'm really hungry.
What are you hungry for, Scoob?
Really, just anything.
A man and his dog on the beach?
Holy fuck. That's a man, Shaggy. That's a fucking man.
That's a man indeed it is, Scoob.
I'd read his resticles if I could.
You'd read
I'd read up his rasshole if I could.
Oh, Scooby, you're so funny. Let's fucking eat him.
Hey!
Hey, come over here! Come on!
Hey. You got a monster you need us to fucking solve?
So you want to pat my dog?
Your dog?
Come pat me, I'm a dog.
Your dog is talking? Your dog talks?
That's Scooby-Doo, man.
I've been on this island for 3 years just trying to find humans.
3 years? I've never seen you on this island before. I've been here for like 3 weeks, man.
Yeah, we got stranded on this island. It fucking sucks,
me
man.
Me too. Yeah. So long ago.
Oh, do you have a way
I
off
was
this
reeling
island?
Bristol Wrath on the mainland and then we got washed up here.
Yeah, we got kicked off.
Yeah, we got kicked off.
Kicked off civilization.
Yeah.
You guys look familiar.
I really want you to rash my rash, man. I really want you to rash my ass. Can you rash my ass?
You like scratch your ass?
I really want you to rash my ass.
Okay, Scoob, I can scratch your ass.
What
the fuck, hunt? Don't fucking touch my ass. Why'd you do that?
You told me to fucking scratch your ass.
No, I said catch the grass that I'm throwing at you that we can use to make a fire.
Definitely not seasoning.
What have you been eating here, man?
Yeah.
Mostly berries.
You're looking pretty plump.
You look pretty plump.
Plump?
Do I?
Yeah.
Okay.
You
found
it. Look like you could be a good Scooby snack, man. You know about them?
You guys do look familiar. You really look familiar.
I'm a fucking dog, so like there's quite like a few of us and we all look the same.
I'm a fucking dude and there's like a lot of dudes out there.
There's a lot of dudes.
Well, what are your names?
Don't tell him our real names.
Yeah, okay. I'm Scoob.
And my name's Shaggy.
I had it mixed up. You guys look just like the mystery team, but it couldn't be because the guy with the green shirt was
fucking
called Shaggy.
Shit, man.
And the dog was called Scooby.
I heard that they're no longer around.
I heard that Scooby mauled Scrappy to death, and that's why Shaggy and Scooby got exiled to the island.
It was I mean, I heard they tasted really good as well, like when they died.
Shut the fuck up.
So do you think they're on this island with us?
No, definitely not. Definitely not anymore.
Wait, do you have like a big pot a person could fit in and
like
boil
big
in?
Cauldron?
Like a big cartoonishly large cauldron around?
I feel like I heard you guys say you wanted to eat me.
What the fuck, bro? We don't want to fucking eat you, man. We want to fucking devour you.
Yeah, he's right. Did you know we're actually Scooby-Doo and Shaggy?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought you guys. That was us.
So you're not Shaggy.
No,
you're
we're Scooby. We're famous, bro.
Yeah,
I'm Shaggy. Not Scooby. He's
Shaggy. Famous. But, do you know what that means? Right. You could hang out with famous cars.
You want to hang out with famous guys?
I could see just Velma.
Fucking, yeah, she's hot.
I could...
She, you know what's funny? She's like underneath the sweater.
Holy
she's just
shit.
Orange. She's all orange.
Like a big Cheeto.
Yeah, get in the fucking cauldron. Yeah. Get in the fucking cauldron.
Okay, anything to meet Velma.
You know why we got exiled from the fucking mainland, man?
I'm old Scrappy. I fucking tore his throat out, little shit.
We're fucking cannibals, man. I'm going to eat you up. I'm going to eat your fucking plump little body, man. I'm going to eat that fucking plump body.
Shaggy. Take it fucking easy.
Can you control your owner?
You need to take it easy.
I'm fucking hungry, man. I'm sorry. It's sometimes like, I'm not me when like I'm hungry and I've been on this island for 3 weeks and we've only eaten the other mystery men.
You know what you need? You need a Snickers, mate.
You're not you when you're hungry.
And I got a whole, there's actually a convenience store on this island full of Snickers.
Blind person gets sight back but can now see your thoughts. And that's from... Acridine 333. Guys.
Yeah, what's up?
I feel like I can... Oh my God. For the first time ever, I can see.
Blind Connor, you can see.
I can see.
Oh my God.
What do we call you now?
Blind Connor's my name, legally.
Oh, legally, yeah, he's still right.
I'm not. You can call me Blind Connor. It's
fine. Hey, Blind Connor.
What the fuck did you call me, cunt?
Wait, can you just...
Don't touch... Oh my God, dude!
Sorry, I thought you were still blind.
Oh, that hurts. I'm not blind.
Is that what you do to all people that can't see? Just molest them?
They don't know what's going to happen. Who it was?
They do know what's going to happen. Actually, they do know what's going to happen.
What do you mean?
He tells them. He makes them
What was that you just did with your fingers against your temple?
Yeah, what was that?
I have a headache. I'm rubbing the side of my head.
Oh,
can I rub the side of your head?
Are you getting turned on by this?
What do you think?
Yuck!
Whoa,
dude.
How do you know that? I didn't say anything.
Well, for one, I can now read your minds, but also you have a massive erection.
Yeah, it is the stiffy that's
giving
it away.
It's a massive erection.
It is pretty massive, that erection.
Stop visualizing me like that. It's upsetting.
What do you mean? Are you looking in his brain?
You've never seen yourself though, so it's like kind of helping you out, right?
No, he's fucking, I tell you what he wants to do to me. He wants to fucking take me to a dirty motel and he wants to get me, he wants to fucking keep me clothed and he wants me to watch him.
I don't like the way you're looking at
me. He wants me to watch him play fucking Super Mario 64 naked.
That's
I don't know why. Well, now he's put his underwear back on. Okay. And now he's doing a little dance. And he's smiling at me like that.
A little dance. Elias, can you, what sort of little dance?
Yeah, that's pretty spot on. And now the police have just shown up. And the police are coming in. And they're strippers. They're stripper police, but they have the legal right to search. They're federal officers naked. And they're coming in. And they're strip searching him. And one's got their hand in me. And he's pulled out. A little baggie out of me, and the baggie is full to the brim of Garfield comics.
Wow.
And that's what you're into. I can see that he's paid already for the stripper federal police. He's thinking about the receipts. He's thinking about using it as a tax deduction
on
his business.
Has this happened already or is this something that's going to happen?
It's planning. He's thinking about how it's happening tonight. He wants it to happen tonight at 7 p.m. And how the fuck did you already put the baggie full of Garfield comics in me? How did you do that?
Before when he...
Play the cameras back. Look at the red circle. There it is, Garfield comics.
Oh my God,
bro, what the fuck, dude? Why are these in me?
I just wanted to have a little bit of fun with you guys,
to be honest. Like, I'd be keen to read a couple issues. He's a funny little fella.
Pretty funny, that cat.
He hates Mondays.
Yeah, he does.
He hates Mondays.
Yeah.
Garfield the cat.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Crack and Milk podcast. If you want to leave your improv suggestion, comment below. Every comment fucking helps. If you want to listen to this off of YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, I don't know. It's all there, okay? Have a listen, have a gander.
Have a big old bloody listen to that, wouldn't you? Shh. Can you hear that? Listen to that.
Do the Americans even know what Farmer Wants a Wife?
They will now, cunt.
Oh my god.
Farmer Wants a Wife.
Does it have a theme it's song? A that?
This is the theme song. Farmer wants a wife. Yeah, the farmer wants a wife. He's gonna farm that hay bale and his cows, and then he's gonna get a wife.